Many of us have been blessed. Is there anyone here who feels that they've been left out, that God has not blessed them? I mean, do you have health? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food to eat? Do you have clothes to wear? Have you been blessed? Yes. All of us have been blessed, especially in this country. We have been so, so blessed. Blessed with not only the things that we need, but opportunities to go forward and to do more. We have been blessed so that if we want more out of life, in the physical realm, if we want, we can work for it, and we can go out, and we can get it. Can everybody hear me? No? So I have to start from the beginning? But we are a bit blessed. We have had many, many blessings. But the question I have for you today is, do we go out of our way to thank God for all of those blessings? Now, I don't mean to just sort of in the back of our mind someplace say, thank you, Lord. I mean, do we really go out of our way to thank God? I mean, we can say thanks. But what is the most sincere thanks that we can give to our Lord for the things that he has blessed us with? It says to emulate him. In other words, if he has given blessings to us, then the sincerest form of compliment is to emulate someone. And to say thank you to our Lord, we must also bless others with those gifts that we have been blessed with. Says we have to understand, first of all, that everything that we have comes from God. Now, some people might say, you know, I have a lot more than these other people. That must mean that I'm a lot smarter, maybe a better businessman, maybe I'm better with my money. But I have a lot more. So that means that maybe God loves me more. Well, if you have more, you have more responsibility. Everything that God gives us, he expects us to thank him for it. And he doesn't want lip service of thanks. You know, we can wake up every morning and say, thank you, Lord, and all day long and say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. But that really is just lip service. That's just trying to fulfill an obligation. But when God gives us these blessings, we have to do something. We have to go out of our way to thank him. We have to do for others. Now, oftentimes I stand up here and very infrequently do I ever insinuate that you should be giving more to the church? And I'm not insinuating that today, but I'm saying that there are other people, there are other human beings that have many, many needs. Do for your church what you want to do for your church. But the real thanks to God is when you do for others, when you take the time to do for others, either through volunteer work or just lending a sympathetic ear to someone who is distressed, just helping someone who is grieving. This is saying thank you to our Lord. This is the true thank you. If our Lord gives me something and I take part of that and I give it to someone else, what is that doing? It is fulfilling the image of God that I have been created in. We can't just sit there and accumulate and say, thank you, Lord, for all these things that you've given to me. It's meaningless because we are still human beings and we still have not become the image of God. So in order to become the image of God, we have to go out of our way to give thanks. And going out of our way to give thanks is not simply writing a check and sticking an envelope and sending it to church. Yes, do that. But I'm saying that we really need to be able to provide for others that which God has provided for us. And there are many others. We, in this country, and the wealth in this country is, I think, I read someplace, is 1% of all of the people, and we have all of the wealth in the 1% in this country, and all of all the people around the world. So, this is a big responsibility for us. We have been granted a wonderful, great nation. It's been built on Christian values, and those Christian values are to do for others and to help others and to love your neighbor. But if we don't do that, we are forgetting that we are created in the image of God. We are forgetting that God wants us to be like Him. He is giving us an example. He gives us whatever we need, and we, in turn, should be giving others those things that they need. In the gospel lesson today, we see a little bit of this. We see that 10 lepers were healed, and yet only one came back to thank the Lord. Only one went out of his way. Because now these 10 lepers were in the village, on their way someplace. He sent them to the temple to show themselves to the priest, to see that they had been healed, they had been cured. So they must have been halfway there when the one or all of them realized that they were healed. Now to turn around and go half the road back was really having to go out of your way. It was something above and beyond. The rest of them said, thank God I'm healed. And they went to the priests and they were given the rubber stamp that they're healthy and that they could participate in all of the community affairs. But the one, the Samaritan, went out of his way to go back. It was a burden for him to do this, a burden that he was willing to take to give thanks that the others were not. And in this world, I would be willing to bet that it is 1 out of 10 that really go out of their way to give thanks and to give back. So we have today is the time to think, as we're coming into the new year. It says, am I one of that one or am I one of the nine? The others. Am I the one that's willing to go out of my way to thank God? Or am I willing to just take what God gives me and be on my way? What are we willing to do? What is the right thing to do? The right thing is always to give thanks. But giving thanks is meaningless if it's just lip service. So, my friends, in this new year, I think that we should be thinking about how to go above and beyond in giving back, not to the Lord. The Lord has everything, and He has given it to us, but giving to those others so that we might, in fact, become the image and the likeness of God.